My guest this morning is a legend of British comedy. Dawn French has been making us laugh for 30 years, and this week celebrated her 60th birthday. In honour of said birthday, Dawn has published her first non-fiction book since her 2008 autobiography, Dear Fatty. The book is a mix of her own diary entries and a journal for the reader to make into a treasure of their own. I sat down and chatted with Dawn on the eve of her 60th birthday.
Good morning. How are you, Jack?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you know my producer dared me to sing Happy Birthday? I don't want to inflict that upon my listeners, but it's a big week for you. Did they time the release of the book around your birthday just so you'd have every single interviewer in the world wishing you Happy Birthday?
I know it's slightly birthday overkill, really, isn't it? But I mean, one of the reasons I decided to write this book is because it's a big year for me. I'm 60 now, which I can't believe. But, this is the right time for me to do some reflecting and to do some celebrating.
Yeah, what does celebrating involve for Dawn French at 60? I'm picturing cocaine, strippers, the works.
Oh, I wish I had that life. Yeah, that is so not my life. I'd be lucky if I have a bun in my bed. That would be the most exciting thing.
No.
To sit in bed and have a bun.
No, you must have a big bash.
Jack, seriously, I am a complete party pooper. I have learnt in all these 60 years, a good 40 of those were going to quite a lot of parties. And I don't think I enjoyed a single one. I've kind of survived them and put on special fireworks personality display at all of them in order to get through and to, you know, make it okay for the host.
Yeah.
And then be exhausted afterwards and think, oh, God, I really do not enjoy those kind of moments. So my birthday celebration is my family round a table, lots to drink, probably a few things said that make me cry.
Yeah.
Lots to eat, lots of kissing. That's about it, really.
That's bliss, though.
Yeah, it is bliss, exactly that. Who does really enjoy a big party?
Well, maybe once in a while, but I am kind of with you. And I suppose when you are someone like Dawn French, there's kind of an expectation to perform. And I don't mean that literally. I just mean kind of socially. Yeah. You know, everyone's expecting all the whiz-bang fireworks, you know, funny, funny, funny.
Yeah, well, that is true. And I am someone like Dawn French.
The resemblance is uncanny, isn't it? So do you get kind of existential for your big birthdays? Are you someone who sort of sits back and reflects on your life and that sort of thing?
I think the last 5 years or so, weirdly, I have been quite reflective. And I did my one-woman show, which I brought to New Zealand. And because that show was the kind of story of my life, and the reason I did that is because that's the only story I really, truly know. And I knew that by telling my stories about things that have happened to me in my life, good and bad, I would be able to connect to other people because we've all got stories that are similar. You don't get to be this age without a bit of sadness with, you know, like losing some parents and illness and divorce and then all the happy things, new chapters in your life, new love, kids and grandkids and, you know, all of those things. I try to tell my story so that I can relate to other people and their stories.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I've done with this book is, you know, I've looked back on stuff and I thought, oh, actually, what things do I know for sure? What things do I still have questions about? And what things can I pass on, you know?
And this book is
a chance for people to kind of join in. It's a diary, so I've left space in it so that you, the owner, become the kind of co-author. I've kicked it off. I've written 12 essays about the months. I've written 4 essays about the seasons, using the seasons as a sort of metaphor for the times of our life, you know, ages in our life. And then I've done loads of lists and I've done little things that are fun to do just for a laugh and other things that are a bit more thoughtful.
Mm.
And I sort of reckon that I'm an old bird now and you don't get to be 60 without having a few good tips in your back pocket and I just want to share them.
Yeah. I really like this idea. It's very it's a very practical way of connecting and assisting people. And I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I think what is quite charming is that for a lot of people, and a lot of women in particular, you are like a really relatable hero. You know, like we look at the likes of, you know, you could, I mean, I'm not saying that you're not an Angelina Jolie or an Amal Clooney or those things, but, you know, I think you're like a human being.
Yeah, I am a human being. There is no doubt about that. My husband will tell you that. I'm more flawed... than most people. A grumpy, smelly old bat.
No, no.
But look, the thing is, you know, the only way I can relate to people is by trying to be open and honest. And I have found that the more I do that, the more rewarding it is, because then people relate back. You know, you get back, as you know, 10 times what you give out. And we know this. We know this is true in life. But I have learned some quite big things about forgiveness, about, you know, not being so bitter, about stopping for a while and being quiet, you know, letting your brain rest a little bit and stuff like that. And probably these things that I'm talking about have got big highfalutin names, like, I don't know, mindfulness or something like that, or affirmations or something like that. But I don't really know about that kind of terminology. All I know is the things that I've learned.
That's good. So it's not to eat, pray, love.
No, definitely not. I don't know how to do any of that, and it makes me slightly throw up.
Okay. So we're not. There's no sort of Tai Chi at dawn every day as part of Dawn's new routine
definitely
or anything like that.
Not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Are you?
The closest I get to that is just advising people to stop every now and again. And I learned that, you know, a couple of years ago, I was out walking my dog, and this was about 5 years ago. I was out walking my dog one day, and but near where we walk, there's a big wood, and it was May, and there were bluebells out in the wood. And we nipped into the wood just to, you know, walk there. And I suddenly had this massive urge to lie down, just to lie down and be, you know, looking upwards. And I was looking up through the trees, the sky, and my dog was sitting there very patiently. And I just thought, oh, look, my breathing has changed, and this is bloody marvellous. It's so calming. It's so nice. It's better than a massage. It's better than the sleep. It's better than everything, because I'm awake, but I'm quiet. And I now do this any chance I get. I just lie down and look up and just stop for a minute. Stop all the clatter and the clamour of all the thinking and all the millions of things that are racing through my brain, and just give myself a chance to breathe. Yeah. And it is so fantastic.
Yeah. It can have, it's the simplest thing, it can have a really profound effect.
Definitely that, definitely. Yeah.
So are you a diary kind of person? Because there is a funny little thing on the back page about how you had a diary once and you were determined that you were going to have a thorough diary, and you'd be anecdotal, you'd be you know, writing down your entire life and recording everything. And the first couple of weeks you were really thorough, you'd record everything, every in-depth conversation that you had with your teenage mates. But then as the year progressed, you went worse and worse and worse, less and less into the diary, until March 18th, I think, was the final entry into the diary. And that simply said, washed hair.
Yes. I think we all know that awful disappointment, the awful failure of not being able to keep a diary up. And so that's why I'm saying with this particular book that it is a guilt-free zone. Nobody must feel that they have to keep a journal in it. Mm. I've left pages that are not even year-specific. So you can start it right now. You could start it in next June. You can start writing in it whenever you like, because there's the days of the month, but they're not related to the year, so you can fill it out anytime you like. And my thinking is, if you want to put your dental appointments in there, or lists of people you'd like to kill in there, you know, if you write scribbles and quotes and things you've heard, or a funny thing you overheard or whatever, or you want to write in depth thoughts and feelings, you know, whatever way you want to use and abuse it, I think that's great. I want people to have, by the end of the year, a big, fat, scruffy book that is full of them, personalised by them, but slightly guided by me. So it's a way for me and the people that I'm writing to kind of walk through the year hand in hand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd really love? I would love for, you know, if you filled out this book, and if you've got a son or a daughter that one day comes across this book, and they will take the little band off it, because it's got a little, lovely little band that goes around it attached to the book to just make it a bit more personal and private. If they take that band off and they were to read that book, through, they would find out a lot about you, because I'm inviting you to write stuff about yourself. And it might be quite revealing, both for you and for someone else who might read about you. And I'm hoping you'll stick your photos in of your, you know, of your dog and your funny moments that happened in your family. I'm hoping it'll be a kind of cross between a scrapbook and a journal and a diary and something to read from me.
I tell you what, from the little tidbits I've seen so far, your bits are revealing, and in more ways than one. There is the personal stuff, but you're also telling us about your slightly soggy bottom. What is a slightly soggy bottom?
It's baking terminology, believe me.
I know. I wouldn't for a moment suggest it was anything else. You are very self-deprecating on the body front.
I'm only 60.
Yeah. I don't think you need to be so self-deprecating on the body front, Dawn. I know it's refreshing in this world of celebrity photoshopped everything, but no, I don't think you need to be.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, you will see that the way that I've always lived my life is be a little bit self-deprecating, which I control. So you don't tell me that I'm fat. I tell you that I'm plump, and I tell you what I think about it, and I tell you that I'm cool with it. So I am a bit self-deprecating. I always have been about everything. But I will always, you'll see that inside my writing is always positive stuff about how I feel. It's just my way of writing without boasting, if you see what I mean.
Well, I think too that...
It's my way of saying I am fine with this body.
Yeah, I think too that it is... I think that's part of the reason we love you, is that you are self-deprecating. And there are so many celebrities who are so far up their own derrieres these days that, you know, it's actually quite nice to have someone who just, again, talks like a person. Hey, very quickly, because I know you've got to hustle on. Jennifer came on our show a little while ago and she totally gushed about you. It was just shameless. In fact, we should have actually dug out a clip and played you it. But
she
how...
only do that because she wouldn't think that I would never hear that. Never think. If I heard it, she would die a thousand deaths.
No, well, you guys are doing a Christmas special, is that right?
Well, we are. I mean, what's happened is that the BBC, in their great wisdom, have decided that, you know, it was 30 years since we started French and Saunders, so they really want to do a kind of clip show. And we said, oh no, you know, don't do that. Let us find the clips, because we know the clips we love the most. We know some other clips they don't even have access to, stuff that we've filmed. We'll put a bit of that in. Plus, what we'll do is write some original material that we'll do in our little French and Saunders white room. We'll have some fun so that we have a kind of balloon to put it all together. So it's a kind of celebration of French and Saunders after 30 years.
Oh, that is so exciting. That really is exciting.
Yeah, and it's great to be with her. I'm meeting up with her this week, actually, to do a bit of writing. The problem is, you know, she and I love each other very much. We were friends, first of all, and we'll be friends forever. And the working is just a way for us to be able to definitely put something in our diaries that says, seeing you that day, because we're working together. And so the work is always the byproduct of the friendship, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Dawn, it's such a pleasure to chat. Me, You, A Diary is available pretty much now, I think, in New Zealand.
Great.
And happy birthday.
Great.
I really hope I hope all your dreams come true and you get down with the family and have the big dinner and all of that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, one of my dreams, and I seriously mean this, I know it sounds schlocky, but one of my dreams is to return to New Zealand, where, honestly, after Cornwall, which is my home, New Zealand is my sort of spiritual home. It's where I am the happiest.
Well, Dawn, we would love to have you, so just let us know whenever. Honestly, you'll sell out stadiums.
You try and stop me. I'm coming.
Awesome.
Lovely to talk to
you. All right, you too.
Kia ora.
That is Dawn French. Kia ora, Dawn. Her new book is Me, You, A Diary.